Turn your Bibles to John, the 18th chapter, verse 28. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. The they there is the individuals that were leading Jesus from one court session to another. Specifically, there were a total of six different trials that Jesus underwent. First was Annas, then Caiaphas, then the Sanhedrin, and then to Pilate, and then Herod, and then back to Pilate again. The interesting thing about this is that they would trump up charges against an innocent man, but they would not set foot in a Gentile's house and defile themselves so they could partake of the Passover. Irony. Hypocrisy. These religious leaders who would trump up these charges and who would claim fealty to an emperor that they never would before, just to get what they wanted. Crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. If you don't crucify him, you are not a friend of Caesar. What great loyalty that they had to the Roman Empire at that point in time. Jesus, in all these trials, never really gave defense for himself. As a lamb taken to the slaughter, he was silent. Silent before the men who were in power, who perceived to have power over him. And Pilate says essentially those words to Jesus, "Don't you know that I have power over you?" And Jesus' response is, "You have no power except for what is given to you. And those who have brought me to you have the greater sin." When we gather around this table, we remember this event. We remember the history. Remember that it is an actual event. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a myth. It's not a legend. These things happened. And we gather around this table on the first day of every week to remind ourselves, to remind those who see what we are doing, that we truly believe the words that were written down for us, that were preserved for us throughout all time, that Jesus bled and died for all mankind. He was innocent, a lamb, the Lamb of God. And we remember him this morning and the sacrifice that he made for us, the perfect sacrifice, that no more sacrifice needed to be made. As you partake of these emblems, as Christ had instructed his disciples on the night that was not the Passover, but he earnestly desired to eat the Passover with his friends, he never got to eat that actual Passover, but the hypocrites did. As we partake of these emblems, remember our Lord this morning.